We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Kuf Dalet. We are up to Sif Hey, the last line on page 264. The Mechaber says in Sif Hey, V'chol makom sheposek, anytime a person has an interruption in his Shmona Esrei, imsha kidei ligmor eskula chozer l'rosh. If he paused the amount of time it would have taken him to say the entire Shmona Esrei, he must go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. V'im lav, and if not, chozer l'tchilas habracha shepasak ba. If he did not pause the amount of time it would take to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, then he only goes back to the bracha in which he paused in the middle of. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha. Then the Mechaber says, V'im pasak v'gimel rishonos, but if his pause was anywhere in the first three brachos, chozer l'rosh, then he goes back to the beginning, because the first three brachos are considered one bracha. It's not a din going back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. It's a din going back to the beginning of the bracha. The beginning of the bracha is considered the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The imba achronos chozer l'ritzei. And if his pause was in the last three brachos, which are also considered like one bracha, he goes back to the beginning of ritzei, which is the beginning of the last three brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom of 264, Sifkaton Yud Gimel. Im shoha, if he paused, afilu rak shtika ba'ama bli dibur, even if his pause was a silent pause without any speaking, v'afilu rak bein bracha l'bracha, even if the pause was between two brachos, but he paused the amount of time it would have taken to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, he must start from the beginning. Sifkaton yudalet kula, afilu omid besof ha'tfila, even if he's holding at the very end of davening, misharinon mitchilas ha'tfila ad sofa, we measure the amount of time that the pause has to be from the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei till the end, no matter where he's holding right now in Shmoneh Esrei. Sifkaton tesvav, he goes back to the beginning. V'im lo chazer l'rosh, and let's say he did the wrong thing and he did not go back to the beginning. Elo lo makom shepasak, he rather only went back to the place where he stopped. He just continued on. Ugumar, and he finished Shmoneh Esrei. Tzarech lachzer l'rosh, he has to start again. Ulespalo kol hatfila, he's to daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei again. V'hani mili shaya ones gamur, that's only if it was a case of a complete ones, meaning that either he was unclean and was not allowed to daven, or the place was unclean and therefore he wasn't allowed to daven, and that's why he had a pause. In those cases, if he does the wrong thing and only goes back to where he was up to and does not start again and finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he has to start again. Aval ones listim uchi agavna shenisker la'el, but the other onesin that we discussed yesterday of listim or of the shore. B'di'evid yotza, then if he only went back to where he was up to, he didn't start from the beginning. B'di'evid he's yotze. Du lai halacha kayesh omrim hamekilim haniskarim lekamon dezelo miki ones. Because maybe the halacha is like those shitas that we'll see later, that's not considered an ones. An ones is only when you or the place are unclean, but not when there is another outside ones. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Tezayin, you go back la rosh, you go back to the beginning. According to what we are knowing, the Hachra of the Ramah from Hilchos Kriyashma, turning the page to Kufla Med Gimel Gabi Kriyashma, that the Ramah came out, Kedasa Poskim, De'eno Chozer LaRosh, Ki'im Bishe HaShihiyo Hoya Machmas Ones. In other words, the Mechaber here is not Mechalek whether the Shihiyo was because of Ones or not. But says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the way that we came out, our minog is like the Ramah who said by Kriya Shema, like the poskim, that you only go back to the beginning if the delay was because of ones. So hu adin mitzvila nami hadin kain. Then the din would be the same over here, not like the Mechaber. The din would be like the Ramah earlier, that you would only go back to the beginning if the pause in the Shmoneh Esrei was because of ones. Ach yesh omrim de inyanenu de irinan gabi akrov oshor sheba kenegdo. However, there are those who say that in terms of the onsim that we've been discussing in this simen, like the scorpion or the shore, like we discussed yesterday, that's coming at you, osha posak machmas listim uchi agavna, or you pause because of robbers or something similar. So some say mikri nami hefsek machmas ones. Some say this is considered hefsek lagabi ones. So we have two shitas. Some say dafkon ones is if you're unclean, or the place is unclean that you're in, that you're halachically not allowed to say it. And some say it also includes the other onsim, which are not because of you or the place, but because of outside factors like the shor or the akrav or the listim. Because at that time when the robbers are coming or the scorpions coming, you're not able to daven, and that's considered hefsik. And therefore, according to those opinions, v'chozel arosh ayidei zeh. V'yesh omrim dezelo mikri ones. Some say, no, those outside onsim are not considered an ones l'gabi this. Ki'im b'shehoya ha'hefsek machma shehu ba'atzma lohoya roi l'tfila. The only type of ones that we're discussing over here is if the ones is because of you that you're not fit for tefillah. Osha makom haya eino roi, or the place in which you are davening is not fit for tefillah. Ma she'enkeim ones acher, which is not the case by another ones. So far we have the mechaber who doesn't say anything about ones. The mechaber just says that when it comes to tefillah, if you pause the time it takes to say the whole tefillah, you have to start from the beginning. He doesn't even get into whether it's an ones or not. And then we have the Rama who says it's dafka by ones. But within the Rama that says it's dafka by an ones, is it dafka an ones that has to do with the makom being unclean or the person being unclean? Or does it also include outside onsim like listim or an akrav or a shor? That's a machlokas. And here we have a hachra of the Magen Avram. The hachriya Magen Avram, the Magen Avram came out, v'od habe achronim, and as well as other achronim, the bitfila ones acher nami miki ones. That they're machalic. When it comes to Shmona Esrei, other onsim, like the akrov or the shor or the listim, are also considered an ones. Me'achar diyesh me'arishonim she'sovrim, since they are rishonim that hold, the bitfila imsha ligmor eskula, that if by Shmona Esrei you pause the time it takes to say the whole Shmona Esrei, afila below ones, klal chozer lorosh, even without any ones at all, you go back to the beginning. Like we saw in the Mechaber, which is the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Since we have the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber, who says even without an ones you go back, so says the Magen Avram, so certainly we can be lenient, or machmir, that when it comes to an ones, not only of you being dirty or the place being dirty, also the other onsim that you have to go back to the beginning. Because hello, we have the Shita of the Mechaber and the Rambam and the Rif that say even no ones you go back to the beginning. Aval the Kriyashma, however, when it comes to Kriyashma, ubuchol sha'ar inyanim lo mikri ones, in those cases for Kriyashma and other things, we would not consider an ones ki im b'sha'ish o amakum eino ra'ui. There we would only say when the man or the place is eino ra'ui, because there we don't have the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, because there you never go back to the beginning. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayter on that which the Mechaber said, the imlav, and if not, if the pause was not as long as it would have taken to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, then you go back to the beginning of the bracha. It's Sifkaton Yud Zayin. On page Kuf Lamed Gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah v'Imlav, Rotzalomer Shalosha B'Shtika Kedei Ligmar Kula. You did not pause silently the time it would have taken to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, but says the Mishnah Berurah, Ava Mikom Makom Shah Harbe. But we are talking about a case where you did have quite a long pause. De'ilo Shah Rak Kedei Ligmar Osa Bracha. If your pause was so short that it was only the time that it would have taken to say that bracha, Lukuli Alma Eino Choser Rak La Osa Makom Bilvad. Then everyone agrees you only go back to the place that you left off. To summarize, the Mechaber said that if the pause was the time it takes to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, we had a machlokas, what the pause has to be because of. The Mechaber says anything. The Rama says ones, the machlokas, what type of ones. But then the Mechaber told us, but if it's not a pause that takes the whole Shmoneh Esrei, then the Mechaber says you only go back to the beginning of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that which the Mechaber says, that with a pause that's not the whole Shmoneh Esrei, you go back to the beginning of the bracha, is not if it's a 3-second pause. It's only if it's quite a long pause, just not as long as saying the whole Shmoneh Esrei. But if it was so short that it was the time that it just takes to say one bracha, then you would in fact just continue where you're up to. You would not go back to the beginning of the bracha. The only time you'll go back to the beginning of the bracha, if it's longer than the time it takes to say the whole bracha, but not as long as the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Yud Ches. So again, if you have this average size pause, we said in the Mechaber, you will go back to the beginning of the bracha that you paused in. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Ches, Chozer Letchilas, the Svirle, because the Mechaber holds, the Chamira Tfila Le'inyan Zemi Kriyashma, that Shmoneh Esrei is more chomer than Kriyashma. Ulafikach, and therefore be kriyashma obe birchoseh, when it comes to the pause in kriyashma or the brachos where it's not such a long pause, sagi b'shehivsik sheyasser l'makom shepasach. There we say if it was not a pause as long as the whole time it takes to say all the brachos and kriyashma, then we say you just go back to the place that you left off. Aval bikan, but over here by Shmoneh Esrei, when we're machmir bo'inon l'tchilas habracha, if the pause was the length we discussed before, you would in fact have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Ki al yidei shehiya rabba niskalkel habracha, because through a large enough break in the davening, that ruins the bracha, and you start from the beginning of the bracha. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'davka im hashiya ha'isa be'emtza bracha. This is davka if the pause was in the middle of the bracha. Aval bein bracha lebracha b'dieved leislamba. But if the pause was between the brachos, then b'dieved you're okay. Kol shalosha ligmar kula. You can just continue on as long as the pause was not, as we mentioned before, as long as it takes to say the whole Shemot Esrei, in which case you'll have to go back to the beginning. But if it's just a shorter pause than that, you're between the brachos, so it's not shat to go back to the beginning of the bracha, so then you would just go on with the bracha that you were up to. V'ayim b'bir alocha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Yutes, again on that which the Mechaber says, if the pause was not as long as it takes to say the whole Shemot Esrei, then you go back to the beginning of the bracha in which you paused. Sifkotan Yutes, ayin b'chai odom shekosav. Look in the chai odom who writes, de'bidyeved im lo chozer l'tchilas ha'bracha. Right, we said earlier, when you're supposed to go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei, and you didn't, and you continued on, then when you finish, you have to start again. But in this case, where all you have to do is go back to the beginning of the bracha, there the Chai Olam says, b'dieved im lo chazer l'tchilas ha'bracha, if you did not go back to the beginning of the bracha, you just continued on where you were up to, kevon shehishlem ha'bracha, since you finished the bracha, eino rashai lachzor, you are not allowed to go back anymore. Ubamogin giborim cholik legamri aldina shulchan aruch. Here we have the Shita of the Mogin Giborim who argues totally on the Shita of the Mechaber. The Kosav, and he writes, the Me'ikir Adin Imlo Shal Ligmor Eskula. If you did not pause the amount of time it takes to say the entire Shemot Esrei, Lo Choshev Hefsik. That's not considered a Hefsik. The Eino Chozer Rak Lumakum Shepasak. So even though the Mechaber says you either go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei or the beginning of the Bracha, the Mogin Giborim says no, it's either the beginning of Shemot Esrei or you continue where you're up to. There's a tosos that says that if there's a pause, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. The Mogin Giborim says it's either all the way back or continue on where you're up to. You don't go back to the beginning of the bracha. So what do you do with tosos? Says the Mogin Giborim, tosos is Myri. He's talking about a case b'shoho ligmar kula. You in fact had a pause that takes the whole Shemot Esrei. You paused long enough to say the whole Shemot Esrei. However, usvir lahu lahatosos, the Mogin Giborim holds that Tosos holds the ones lo choshev ones rak betfila, that this ones of an akrav or a shor or the listim, a different type of ones, that's not considered a complete ones lo betfila, and therefore that which we say you had an ones and you pause the time it takes to say the whole Shemot Esrei, you go back to the beginning, that's an ones machmas, you being unclean or the place being unclean. But if you had to pause the length it takes to say the whole Shemot Esrei because of a different ones, like an akrav or a shorter listim, then you'd go back to the beginning of the bracha. But if you just paused for a shorter amount of time, the time it takes to say, you know, a couple of brachos, then you would in fact not go back to anywhere. You would continue on where you were up to. That is the shita of the Mogin Giborim. Umashma minei the bechol gavni. I skipped a line. Ubebir hagra maskin l'shitas harashba. The Gra agrees to the opinion of the Rashba. Hamuva the Beis Yosef, which is brought down in the Beis Yosef Ayin Shom. And what is that shita? That shita is that if you do not pause the time it takes to say the whole Shemot Esrei, in which you go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei, you would only go back to the Mokom Shepasak, you would never go back to the beginning of the Bracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, the Gra is masking to the Shita of the Rashba that's brought in the Beis Yosef that we just mentioned. Umashma minei, it's Masha from the Shita of the Rashba that's brought in the Beis Yosef, to Bechol Gavni Eino Chose Rak La'oso HaMokom Shepasak Blavad. In all cases, you will only go back to the place in which you left off. You will never go back to the beginning of the Bracha. In Lo Shesha Ligmur Kula Umachmas Ones. Unless the pause was the time it takes to say the whole Shemot Esrei, and it was because of a real Ones of you being dirty or the Makom being dirty, the Os Chozel Rosh HaTfila. So we have again these two additional Shitas, the Bogin Giborim and the Shita of the Gra that follows the Rashba. Then the Mechaber said on the last point that if you paused not enough time to say the whole Shemot Esrei, but like we said before in the Mishnah Berurah, more than the time it takes to say one bracha, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Then the Mechaber said the beginning of the bracha when it comes to the first three or the last three is the beginning of the set of three, because the first three brachas and last three brachas are considered a group. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Chof, Begimul Rishonos, Dechol Elu Kubracha Achas Chashiveh. These two sets, the first three and the last three, are considered like one bracha. Each one is considered like one bracha. Lekach afilu lo shaha. Therefore, even if you didn't pause so long, chozer l'rosh hatfila olaretzei. Therefore, even if the pause was not the time it takes to say the whole Shemot Esrei, if it's in the first three brachos anywhere there, you go back to the beginning of Shemot Esrei. If it's in the last three brachos, you go back to the beginning of Retzei. That's considered the beginning of that bracha. According to what we just mentioned, the last of Kata and Lufi the Gra and the Magin Giborim, who had in Hacha, the same thing would apply over here. Ein Tzarech Lachzor Rak La'Oso Makom Shepasak. You only have to go back to the place in which the pause was. Again, because they hold that you don't go back to the beginning of the Bracha, except the Kata Magin Giborim, if you pause the time it takes to Lashman Esrei, and according to the Gra, never. So therefore, you would just continue on where you are up to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikaton Chaf Aleph, we said that if you had the pause in the first three brachos, even if it's an average size pause, you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Kasav Achai Adam, Hainu Dafka Kishasiyim Kfar HaBracha. This is only if you already finished a bracha. Avalim Hivsik Be'emtza Bracha, but if your pause was in the middle of one of the brachos, Eino Chozer Elo Latchilas Oso HaBracha. Then you would only go back to the beginning of that bracha. You wouldn't go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, the beginning of the set of three. You'd only go back to the beginning of that one of the three brachos. The chol be'emtza lo nikra chazara el tikkun haloshon. Anything that's in the middle of a bracha, that's not considered a chazara that requires you to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. That's only considered a correction of your loshon. Now, if you look at note 31, he brings a bir halacha from later on. The bir halacha later on is hishve din ze la'omar morid hageshem b'mosa chama shechozer rak l'rosh habracha. The bir halacha compares this case where you paused in the middle of one of the first three brachos to a case of where you accidentally said Morid HaGeshem in the summer, where you shouldn't have said it. At the din is, you go back to the beginning of that bracha, you go back to the beginning of Atta Gibor, not the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Ber Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim, compares the two cases. However, the Chazon Ish argues, Ulam HaChazon Ish Kosav. The Chazon Ish says, no, Shedavka B'Sheshina Minusach HaBracha. Davka, in that case, where you put in Mashif HaRuach incorrectly, when you change the nusach of the bracha, kigon shomer b'mosa chama morid hageshem, dai lo lachzor l'rosh habracha, then it's enough to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Mishum shelo haya kan hefsik. That's not a din in hefsik. Ela shehifsid es matbeya habracha shetiknu. You just messed up the form of the bracha that they established. You have to go correct that bracha. Therefore, you don't have to go back to the beginning. Masha'enkin b'kesheshah b'tfilaso. Masha'enkin, if you had a pause in your tefillah, v'yesh hefsik, and there is a delay, there's a pause, lo shayab azetika, and that's not called just going back and correcting it. El tzarach lomar bracha shlemi. You have to go back and say the complete bracha. Ve'olav lachzor l'rosh hatfilah. So the Chazon Ish argues the Mishnah Berurah and says, in this case, if the pause was even between in the middle of the bracha in the first three, you would in fact go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivav, Hodam rina nimshah kidei ligmur es kula bakorei misharinan. This we already had many times in Hilchos Kriyas Shema in the notes. But here we have it in the Mechaber, that which we say, you had a pause in Shemoneh Esrei, the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, goes by the person who's davening himself. It doesn't go by the average people in the Shuk, it goes by you yourself. You have to measure the time that you normally take to say Shemoneh Esrei. And then the Mechaber ends off and says, Imsoch batfila. Till now we're talking about just a pause in the tefillah without speaking. But if one spoke during davening, Dino le'inyan chazora kedin ha'afsakos ha'amuros b'simen zeh. The same din is followed when one speaks during davening as when one goes back for a pause in davening. So he's saying the same din we've been saying till now, but a pause in davening would apply if one speaks during davening. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkadon Chav Beis. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkadon Chav Beis is bothered by the expression of Bakorei Misharinan. Normally throughout the last many simanim, whenever it talks about davening, a person talks about hamispalel. When it talks about saying Kriya Shema, it says hakorei. So we're in Hilchos Tefillah, we're talking about Shemoneh Esrei. So it should say, Hodaminim Shoah Kedei Ligmor Eskula, it should say bimispalel Misharinan. Why does it say Bakorei Misharinan? So Mishnah Berurah says in Sekot Nochav Beis, Noka Korei, and mentions the word Korei, Mishum De Din Zen Novea Mikriya Shema, because this din comes out from Kriya Shema. Disham Gamkein Din Hachi, because Kriya Shema Shemoneh Esrei had the same din, Lagabe this, that if you pause the time it takes to say the whole thing, you start from the beginning. Like we learned earlier in Simen Samechei, Sif Aleph Bahagah. And therefore the Mechaber is just borrowing the expression from Kriya Shema because the din applies to Shema and Shon Esrei, so it's using the expression of Korei, which refers to Kriya Shema. Then we say in Sif Katan Chof Gimel, the first wide line, Imsach, if one spoke during davening, V'hu adinim hiskir ma'ora shel sha'ar yamim batfilah. Not only if you spoke for your own needs, even if you said the wrong thing in davening. For example, kigon, shel Shabbos v'yom tov b'chol uchia gavna. You accidentally started saying the Shabbos or yontov shmoneh esrei during the week or something similar. You said the wrong thing. Gam kein dino ki'ilo sach. It has the same din as if a person spoke in the middle of davening. V'yavur l'kamam b'sov simen kuvches v'mishabura ayin sham. Sifkadun chav dalid betfila. If a person spoke during davening, v'imsoch bekriyashma ubirchosea ayin leel besimet samachais sif alef mishnebura. Look what we learned earlier. Lagabe kriyashma, if one spoke or the brachos, we said over there that you do not have to go back. You just continue where you were up to. But the mishnebura said there it is appropriate to go back and read kriyashma again. But mikra din, you could just go weiter in kriyashma. So it's more lenient by kriyashma than we see over here by tefila. By tefila, we said if one speaks during davening, he follows the same rules as one who paused during davening. And the Mishnah will explain that now in Sifkot on Chav Hei. Ratzalomer means to say, Dimsach be'emtza bracha sicha mu'etes. If one spoke in the middle of a bracha, a little bit of speaking, v'afilu im lo shah al yidei zeh, kidei ligmar osa bracha. Even if it was not long enough to finish that bracha, it was a very short pause, 10 seconds, chozer l'rosha bracha. He goes back to the beginning of that bracha. Now, I was bothered over here because a little bit, it's shver, because he says, the Mechaber says the din of speaking follows the same din as when you pause. And then he says, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkat Chav Hei, that if you spoke in the middle of a bracha, shorter than the time it takes to say that bracha, you only go back to the beginning of the bracha. But we learned in Sifkat Yud Zayin that if your pause was shorter than the time it takes to say that bracha, you just continue on where you're up to. You don't go back. So it's not exactly the same din. It is a little bit more machmir when you speak than if you just pause. Because if you just pause the time it takes to say, less than the time it takes to say that one bracha, you would continue on where you're up to. But if you spoke the time it takes to say less than that bracha, you'd go back to the beginning of the bracha. So it's not exactly the same. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'imshoha al yidei ha-sicha k'dei ligmor kol ha-tfila me'rosho l'sofo. Like we said, Lagabi, the pause, if one spoke in the middle of davening and he delayed the amount of time it takes to say the entire Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end, Chozer L'Rosh HaTfila, he goes back to the beginning of davening, like we said before, by the pause without the Dibur. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lefi Masha Bi'arnu Le'el B'Sifkadon Tezayin, according to what we said above in Sifkadon Tezayin, Lo Yiyeh Dinzer Rak B'Shesach Ayidei Ones. This thing would only be true if you spoke because of an Ones. Kegon Ayidei Anos V'Listim U'Chiagavna V'Kanal. Like the case of the robbers or the akrav, if you spoke because of those onsin, avolim soch below ones ki im bishkaga. But if you spoke just because it was an accident, al yidei ezatosh, you made a mistake. Osha saver shu mutter afilu shok kidei ligmar kula eno chozel arosh ki im mitchilas abracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, follow the same rules we said above, that if you pause the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, only if it's machmas ones you go back. Now he seems to be going like the hachra of the Magad Avram we had, because we had a machlokas. What is that ones talking about? Is that ones only if the person's unclean or the area is unclean, or also an ones of a scorpion or robbers that are coming at you? We had a machlokas. The hachra of the Magad Avram was that when it comes to tefillah, you could count in all the onsen. When it comes to kriyashma, only the ones that you're dirty or the place is dirty. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, if one's speaking also, it has to be to require you to go back to the beginning, that the speaking that you had, the length of the entire Shemoneh Esrei has to be a speaking machmas ones. And the example he gives is because of the listim, the chiyagavna, he is going in Shemoneh Esrei like the achra of the Magen Avram, that all these onsim would count, that if you spoke the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, because of even one of those onsim, you would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah continues in the second to last line, v'imsoch bein bracha lebracha. If one spoke between brachos, afagav da'asa isra bazeh, even though obviously it's forbidden to speak between the brachos, mikomakom lo shayach bazeh shum tikun l'kuyam, it's not shayach any tikun, because you're not going to go back to the beginning, and if you're continuing on, starting from the beginning of the bracha, you are in the beginning of the bracha, and therefore you would just continue on in your Shemoneh Esrei. Elu miyad achar asicha gomer tefilah, so just when you finish speaking, you would go on and finish your Shemoneh Esrei. Till now is if a person spoke by accident. Now the Mishnah Berurah gets into a person who spoke on purpose, which he obviously should not have been doing. The imsach b'mezid, if a person spoke on purpose in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, tzarech iyun gadol. It needs great investigation, b'din zeh, what the din is going to be. And he brings a machlokas. Yesh omrim dechozer tekef l'rosh ha'tfila afilu b'sicha mu'etes. Some say if he spoke on purpose, even one word, he automatically has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. No questions asked. He spoke on purpose, start Shemoneh Esrei again. V'yesh omrim delo shna bein shogig l'mezid. Some say no, there is absolutely no difference whether one spoke on purpose or one spoke by accident. It will follow the rules that we just mentioned. L'gabi, a person who spoke with shogig, depending how long the pause was, depending if he spoke machmas ones, ayin what we just discussed.
When you're saying speaking, I mean, what do you mean exactly? I mean, speaking about anything.
Anything, whatever it might be, even if he's...
Yes, we
gave the example of it's b'shogi, even if you said the wrong davening, you started saying the Shabbos davening instead of the weekday davening, that's called speaking during Shemoneh Esrei. Or if you ask your friend what time it is, anything like that. That's if it's b'shogi. If it's b'mezid, so it would be whatever you did b'mezid. Let's continue the... What? That would not require... That would not be considered b'mezid, no. Halacha Zayin. Eino, page 266 on the top. Halacha Zayin. We'll start it. There's a lot of interesting notes on this halacha, but let's start it. Eino posek lo lekadish velo lekedusha. If a person is in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei and the tzibur gets up to Kaddish and Kedusha, he does not interrupt to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Elo yishtok, he should be silent. V'yechavin l'mash she'omer shliach tzibur, he should be mechavin for that which the shliach tzibur is saying. V'yehei ka'ona, and he should be yotzei through shomea ka'ona, but he should not answer to Kaddish and Kedusha during Shmona Esrei. Says the Rama, Haya omid betfila ukra'u l'sefer Torah eino posek. If a person was in the middle of Shmona Esrei and he gets called up to the Sefer Torah, he does not stop at Shmona Esrei in the middle to go get an aliyah. Again, this is talking about in the main part of Shmona Esrei. We're not addressing the part, if you're in Al-Kai Netzor at the end, we'll discuss that separately. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chav Vav, you do not interrupt for Kaddish. Rotzalomar lo'amein yeheshme rabo v'huadin l'baruchu. You won't interrupt for any part of Kaddish. The main part of Kaddish, the only tzad that we would have that you would interrupt would be from Amin Heishmei Rabbah. Certainly the rest of the Kaddish you would not answer. And Huadin you would not answer for Baruch Hu. We'll just go to Mishaburas and we'll see the notes tomorrow night. Yes?
Just about speaking. You said that if you're starting with Shabbos davening, it's like speaking, right?
Correct.
What about the opposite? If you're in Shabbos and you start with Atah Hanan?
So that's different. That's different. That's an excellent question. Alex asked, the example Mr. Bruno gave is if it's during the week and you said the Shabbos davening, he's asking, would it be the same way? If it was the Shabbos davening, you said the weekday davening, it would be very different over there. We'll get to that. That's different. That's different. You continue. Exactly. It's a different halacha over there. That's why the example is given specifically this way, because on Shabbos, if you start a weekday bracha, you finish that bracha, because really the weekday Shmona Esrei is shy after Shabbos. We just don't say it because it's too long. So it's a very different halacha. That's a very good point that you're making. It's only if you say during the week the Shabbos daven, that's called speaking during Shmona Esrei. If you say the weekday Shmona Esrei by accident on Shabbos, one bracha, that would not be considered speaking during daven. That would be very different halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sifkaton Chav Zayin. We said you do not interrupt davening for Kaddish or Kedusha. Rather, you should be silent ad Yisbarach until the end of the Chatzi Kaddish. And we say you should be chavin what the Shliach Tzibur says, and it will be like you're answering. This would accomplish that you would be yotze your chiyav of kaddish and kedusha. But it still would not be called a hefsek. You get the best of both worlds by being silent and listening to the chazan. You're yotze your chiyav of kaddish and kedusha by shomea ka'ona, but yet the shomea ka'ona will not cause you to be considered being mafsek. And we'll see the bir halacha on that tomorrow night. Let's finish the last mishnah bura. Eino posek. The Rama told us that if you are in the middle of davening, you get called up to the Sefer Torah, you do not stop. The Impasak Bazeh, and if you do stop for this, the Chaim the Kaddish Ukedusha, or you answer Kaddish Ukedusha in the middle of Shmon Esrei, Dino Kesach Bemezid. Assuming you did Bemezid, that would be considered interrupting your Shmon Esrei with speech Bemezid. Uladas HaPoskim Disham Chozel Arosh, and according to the opinion that we just said before, the one Shita that says if you speak Bemezid, even a few words, you go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, Gam Bazeh Chozel Arosh. So if you purposely answer Amen Yehishei Rabba, you would go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Ach, im sovar shemuter lahafsik, if you didn't come to the Mishnah Berurah here, and you thought you were allowed to answer Yehishei Rabba in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and you answered it, then, obviously, havik yishogeg v'eino chozal arosh v'kanal, then it would be a din of shogeg, and you wouldn't go back to the beginning, you'd follow the rules stated earlier. V'im kara'u l'sefer Torah v'umoid achar tefilah Shmon Esrei, if they call you up for an aliyah after you finish Shmon Esrei, afilah lo hisril adayin alokai netzor, even if you didn't yet start alokai netzor, posek va'ola, you leave your Shmon Esrei and you go get the aliyah, ach yizar lomer yulu ratzon kodem, you should quickly say yulu ratzon and you go up and you get the aliyah. And there's a lot of notes on this, a lot of practical halachos that we will see in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night as we go weiter. Shkaya.